Authorities in Australia have been told that since August, around 500,000 pigs have been culled in China, and perhaps even more have died directly from the ongoing spread of African swine fever. Now, this is not to be confused with swine flu, which has been in the news this morning. This is something totally different. It affects pigs. And China is the world's largest pork producer, and it is truly facing a crisis right now as the virus spreads across regions and towards neighbouring countries. To learn more about the risks and opportunities that this outbreak is posing for Australia, I sat down with veterinary officer Dr. Peter Saville, who is responsible for emergency animal disease preparedness here in the Territory.
Well, the latest reports indicate that the disease is spreading through China. China's composed of a lot of autonomous regions, and so the reports that we get tend to refer to these regions. I think it was 18 at the last count have now had infected pigs. But the thing that is most concern is that it's the latest cases are in regions which are very close to both Vietnam and Myanmar. So it could spread to other countries in Southeast Asia.
In terms of animals that have died because of the disease, what are you hearing?
Well, I've heard that almost 500,000 pigs have been culled as a result of the disease. But China has an enormous pig population because it produces half the world's pigs, half the world's pork. So it is having a major impact in that country.
The Northern Territory is a long way from China. Why is this something that you're keeping a close eye on?
Because this particular disease is spread in two ways. One is by contact between pigs, and the other way is by the movement of pigs and pig products. And it's the latter that we're most concerned about, because visitors to China and residents returning from China often bring food items with them, and often these items contain pork. And already three countries, Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan, have detected the virus in pork products that have been confiscated at international airports from returning passengers.
So this virus can spread even in heavily processed food?
It can spread, and it can survive in processed food
right
for many months. Sausages, I think it's something like 6 months, and it's a very resistant virus. It can survive disinfection and high temperatures, low temperatures, ultraviolet light. So it is not as sensitive as most viruses.
What chance does China have of eradicating the virus?
It really depends on whether they can control the movements of their pigs and pig products, and whether they can stop people feeding swill, waste food products, back to pigs, because that's one of the main ways in which it spread.
And I understand Australia has actually played a bit of a role in the emergency response over there.
Yeah, Australia has been collaborating with China and has provided them with copies of the Australian emergency response strategy. And I understand that the Australian Animal Health Laboratory in Geelong has been collaborating with their Chinese counterparts and other laboratories in the region to make sure that they have the testing protocols all working properly.
You played a role in that response plan, didn't you?
I did. I was part of a group that reviewed and rewrote it a few years ago.
It's probably something that you don't want to see enacted.
Well, we write a lot of these plans, and rarely do they get used. But when they do, it's and particularly when they work, it's quite reassuring.
Yeah, you've touched on the risk and the threat. Do you mind if we talk about the opportunity that this could bring as well? This is a huge deficit in protein over in China.
It is of, well, certainly internationally it's of major concern, because there are worries about food security as a result of the mass culling of pigs and the impact it might have on nutrition in China, and how that gap is going to be filled, because it will mean that there will be movements of livestock into China to replace the deficit, and some of those livestock may move other diseases with them. Now, we could look at it from the Australian perspective and say this represents an opportunity to supply meat protein in one form or another to the Chinese should the need arise.
And not just pork.
Not just pork. No, it's it might even be opportunities for the local beef industry to increase their live exports or exports of meat to China.
Have you heard of any mass orders of protein yet?
I haven't.
It hasn't reached that stage.
No, all we know is that the Food and Agricultural Organization have called meetings to discuss the impact that African swine fever might have on food security.
Because what was that stat you mentioned earlier? 50% of the global?
China produces 50% of global pork production.
My goodness. So a lot at stake.
A lot at stake for China.
What role can Australians play in making sure this virus doesn't enter this country?
Well, the live pigs are not allowed into Australia, obviously. And so the biggest risk is people returning from China, tourists, residents, who bring back food products. Pork jerky, for instance, is something that you could come in. Bring back food products from China that contain the virus. If that food does get into the pig population, then we would see a very high mortality among NT pigs. And our main concern is that it would get into the feral pig population, because we have a large feral pig population, which is in largely inaccessible areas. And this is one area where we would like to engage the pig shooters and hunters and ask them that if they do see any signs of mortality in feral pigs, that they report it and certainly notify us where it's been seen. And if that arises, we would definitely be investigating.
Mm. How quickly is the death?
The incubation period is a few days, but it has 90% plus mortality, often in up to 100% mortality. So it would have a major impact. You wouldn't see.
And would happen quite quickly? The spread?
The spread between pigs, it requires contact. So the spread within feral pig populations would be quite slow. The way that the virus spreads quickly is by human intervention, moving pigs, people capturing feral pigs and bringing them back to their blocks, or people giving pigs trading in pigs or pig products.
Thanks for telling us about this today. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Peter Saville, he's from the Northern Territory's Department of Primary Industry. So if you own pigs, or maybe you're someone who enjoys heading out on the weekend to do a bit of pig hunting, you can help here, and you're being asked to help. So if you come across sick or dead pigs, then please call your local vet or call the Department of Primary Industry. And just repeating, African swine fever, not to be confused with swine flu, and it poses no threat to human health.